Chapter 45. Rosmarin. I sprinted as fast as I could away from the wriggling serpent. It squealed in pain and caused tremors to ripple through the ground as it slithered away. I saw Lynx and Kristoff riding toward us, and then Sahar came up behind him. A bloodied Michaela approached from another direction with our horses in tow. "Are you all okay?" I asked as our group gathered together, all of us out of breath.
"We're fine, but they won't be if we don't stop the snake."
Kristoff gasped as he pointed behind me. I turned around and watched Kukulkan. His giant body moved with surprising speed away from us, but straight for our soldiers. I turned back around and mounted my horse. Eri, Rachel, and Jace followed suit.
"You guys get the snake,"
Kristoff instructed.
"We'll keep distracting Zillin."
I charged ahead with Rachel, Erwin, Jace, Lynx, and Michaela in tow. Kristoff and Sahar raced off in the other direction toward Zillin, who glowed blue and crackled with electricity.
That couldn't be good, but I had to focus on our bigger problem.
As we charged after the snake, he smashed into the army, sending warriors flying up and away or squishing them underneath his slimy body. The terrible beast let flames erupt from his mouth, lighting my army on fire. Soldiers ran screaming from Kukulkan's path, many of them covered in scarlet flames. We chased after him, through the wake of soldiers and fire.
"Onyx!"
I shouted at the gargoyle as we raced by.
"We need you!"
She nodded and cut down two zombies as I passed before charging after the snake herself. We had almost reached its tail that whipped back and forth, sending warriors flying across the field and smashing into other soldiers. Erwin sent arrows whizzing past me into the back end of the snake. Those blazing shots caused Kukulkan to flip his tail in anger, sending it up and smashing back down in the ground, crushing soldiers and rumbling the ground. Soon, the snake slithered out of the army into open lands. As it bent its body back around for another pass, we were now charging head-on, his giant head and single gleaming green eye coming straight for us. Erwin fired more arrows, and one of them pierced his good eye, fully blinding the beast. This was our chance to strike. Without a word, in case the serpent understood our speech, I pointed to either side of its head with my sword. Following that command, we fanned out on either side of the enraged serpent as more fire leapt at us from its mouth. As I passed, I pierced my blade into it as it slithered by, and I held my sword in as deep as I could as I kept moving. I ripped a long, red line of blood down the snake so that, as it blindly rushed forward, blood gushed out of it onto the green grass. Kukulkan crawled back through our army, killing more in its terrible wake. But this time, the crazy, blind creature continued on through our forces and into Zillin's army, crushing and killing many of the undead with fire and its body. We raced around the far side of the battle again, hoping to catch Kukulkan before it made another pass. The snake bore terrible injuries now, but that left it in a mad and dangerous rage. As we arced around the battle, speeding across the green land, Onyx on horseback burst out of the middle of the army. She quickly caught up with us, and I saw the fire burning in her eyes.
"Let's kill that snake,"
she growled through gritted teeth. As we came around the far side of the army, Kristoff and Sahar rode in circles around Zillin. The three shot spells and light at each other, locked in a fierce battle of magic and powers. Kristoff shot beam after beam of light from his dagger, and these were thicker and brighter than any I had seen come from him before. Intermingled in those were powerful pulses of light energy that blew Zillin back and made him cover his eyes to shield them from the blinding brightness. When Kristoff's light faded, Zillin noticed Kukulkan slithering nearby, and the Shadow Mancer let out a shrill whistle. The snake immediately jerked his head toward the sorcerer and sailed forward. We were near enough to the trio that Zillin sent magic toward us, Sahar countered with a burst of flames from her fingertips.
"Stay back,"
Sahar shouted. I nodded to her and led my group around their magic battle toward the oncoming Kukulkan. If we could kill the beast before he could rejoin his master, we would turn this battle in our favor. His blind head passed, and I drove my blade into the snake, skinning as much of him as I could. But before I could strike a more telling blow, he slammed his tail on the ground. The resultant earthquake threw me from my horse and sent my companions falling backward, just long enough for the serpent to break through our line. Rachel rode by and helped me up, and as I climbed back on my mount, Zillin jumped onto the passing serpent's back. And then, unbelievably, the two ascended into the storm.
"That thing can still fly?"
Rachel screamed up at the sky.
"How the hell are we supposed to stop them?"
Erwin swore, her red hair whipped across her face in the fierce wind. "We just keep doing what we're doing," I instructed. "We've severely wounded the snake. If we can kill it, Zillin will have to stay down here with us." I peered up into the revolving clouds. Lightning still lit up the sky and flashed down into my army. I looked toward the battlefield. We had been fighting for what felt like hours, but still so many undead remained. They charged forward, but so did the soldiers. Blades and armor and teeth flashed as they fought for their lives. For all of our lives. I saw Onyx next to me, eyeing the battle, and I wondered if it wouldn't be better for her to return to her warriors. But out of the corner of my eye, I noticed Kukulkan's coiling body. He appeared out of a cloud and shot straight down at the battlefield.
"They're coming for another pass," I shouted and pointed to the sky. All eyes turned upwards.
"He's heading for the battlefield,"
Rachel yelled.
"Charge!"
Kristoff ordered, and we all took off toward the fight. Kukulkan spun over the soldiers emitting fire, while Zillin threw magic and lightning down again, killing many of our people. Our own sorcerers threw spells up at them, but they had to divide their attentions as the lichlings continued to cast spells at them. We barged into the battle and pushed our way through, eventually dismounting our horses and sending them off to safety. Kristoff, Sahar, and Erwin joined the sorcerers in attacking Kukulkan and Zillin again, and again. But it seemed like no matter how many arrows or spells or bolts of light they sent into the feathered serpent, it kept circling overhead. I was so focused on the snake and Zillin that I didn't notice the undead had surrounded us until I heard the sounds of my companions killing them. I reacted just in time to see a zombie reaching toward me, moaning and gurgling, but I sliced its head off in one swing. Onyx grunted and snarled as her greatsword cut wave after wave of the undead down. Jace and Lynx charged forward into the horde, jabbing and slashing anything in their way, while Michaela spun her staff and sent it smashing down onto any creature that came near. Rachel and Onyx, with yells and growls, sliced through zombies. We fought on and on, with more monsters pouring in to fill the places of dead ones. Kukulkan continued spiraling above us as Zillin fired magic down. He cackled as his storm sent lightning into our army. It seemed the fight would never end, and I feared we would be here until all of our bodies lay unmoving on the bloody field. Then Kukulkan would fly over the green land, over the jungles, over the Great Wall to Nuwatl, and then Constanta. We couldn't let that happen. I stabbed my sword into a mummy that reached out towards me, then spun around and knocked my blade into a lichling. It stumbled sideways, and Michaela bashed its skull into pieces with her staff. What else was there to do but keep fighting? I would fight until I could no longer lift my sword, and as I watched my friends fight, I knew they wouldn't give up either. But how could we stop all this madness? I locked eyes with Kristoff, and he saw the fear and helplessness in my eyes. But despite that, determination steeled my face, and his expression matched mine. We both knew we had to do something, anything to turn this battle in our favor. He nodded and smiled at me, and that expression scared me more than anything. It was the same look he had given me before he sacrificed himself for Constanta.
He fought his way over to Sahar, and I saw him yell something to her, but I was too far away to hear the exact words over the yells and moans and sounds of battle surrounding me, or read the words on his lips. During our last great battle, I had lost both Kristoff and Sahar, and I was afraid that would happen again. I did my best to fight my way over to them, but too many zombies, lichlings, and mummies were in my way. No! I cried as I fought my way to them. Kristoff and Sahar clasped hands, and then Kristoff's body charged with light. It flowed into Sahar, causing her dark skin to glow until they were a ball of blinding light in the center of the battle. As one, they shouted and discharged blinding white light edged with purple sparkles up into the sky. Into Kukulkan. The smell of burning flesh and ozone fell over us, and then Kukulkan screamed louder than I had ever heard before. This time I covered my ears, as did many soldiers around me, as that shrill sound ripped through the air. When Kristoff's light had dissipated, Kukulkan spiraled frantically in the air, its dark feathers on fire. Flames engulfed the Shadowmancer as well. He raised his burning arms up toward the storm, and a torrent of rain unloaded from the heavy clouds. The rain pelted down on us and extinguished the fires, leaving Kukulkan sizzling and furious. He flew higher in the sky, but turned around and aimed his giant, bloody jaw at us as he swooped back down.
"That thing is still going?"
Kristoff exclaimed as I finally reached him through the horde.
"Can you and Sahar manage another blast?"
I screamed through the rain and wind. Chris and Sahar looked at each other and nodded. They grabbed each other's hands again and charged up, waiting for the snake. Kukulkan raced toward us down through the rain, but a strange noise rang across the field, carrying out to us even over the noise of the rain and thunder. It was the sound of horns. Kukulkan turned his giant head around and sailed off in the direction of the noise. I opened my wings and flew up into the sky, looking out across my army. There, across the field, another army stood on the horizon. At first, I was unsure of who these forces belonged to, until I saw a gleaming white figure in their midst. It was Sophia, the werewolf queen, dressed in bright white armor. The storm had not reached that far to the west, so Sophia charged forward with the setting sun at her back, looking like a goddess. She led her troops in a mad dash toward us, toward the oncoming Kukulkan, and the serpent released its flames at the charging army, catching many of them on fire. They sent a volley of arrows into the snake as it passed overhead, but it swung around for another pass. Sophia and her reinforcements charged ahead, and our battle-weary soldiers led a host of them pass through the center, while the rest rushed around the outside to flank the undead army and bolster our tired forces. Sophia, with her soldiers in silver, red, and gold, rode up to my council and me, and riding behind her, sitting on a gray horse, was Jasmina.
"I didn't want you to have all the fun."
Sophia grinned at me.
"Impeccable timing."
Kristoff laughed as he rushed over and reached up to hug Jasmina.
"You look a hell of a lot better."
"All thanks to you, Lightbearer."
The djinn winked at him, and a bright sparkle flashed across her eyes.
"Are you ready to fulfill your promise?"
A searing realization passed over Kristoff's face, and then a smile.
"Sahar, are you ready?"
Jasmina dismounted her horse, and she grabbed Kristoff and Sahar's hands, completing the circle.
"While they prepare for the snake, the rest of you into the fight."
Onyx called, and the gargoyle turned and rushed back into battle. With that order, Sophia led her forces forward into the fray. Kukulkan roared as he neared us and shot flames down into the army. Zilin charged himself with lightning. He looked crazier than ever before, with his tattered black robes flailing in the storm and his long white hair standing out in all directions as blue lightning electrified through his body. They were almost above us now, and I glanced at Sahar, Kristoff, and Jasmina.
The three of them were standing in a circle, all of them glowing with a blinding light. As Kukulkan flew overhead, Zilin shot a bolt of lightning down, just as the three released Kristoff's light. It raced upwards, a blinding mass of hot, white light, firing into the sky and engulfing the serpent and the sorcerer. The light radiated up and out all around us, in a dazzling white flash over the entire field. I had to look away and cover my eyes as heat and warmth whisked past me like a hot wind that caused my hair to whip around me. As soon as the blast had blown past, it was over, leaving a momentary silence over us all. And then, for the final time, Kukulkan released a piercing screech as it writhed in the air. The snake seemed to stop, frozen for a second, and then, almost gracefully, it tumbled down through the air. Screams echoed through the army as warriors realized the serpent was falling down overhead. "Run!" I yelled as I sprinted away from the falling snake. There was a mad dash, and then the ground shook as Kukulkan's body slammed against the earth. Many of us fell to our knees as Kukulkan's center hit first, and then his head and tail fell to the ground, lifeless. A cheer echoed throughout the land as the dust cleared from Kukulkan's body. The sun appeared again as Kristoff's light had pushed away the storm, and the black clouds melted away to reveal blue skies. I glanced around for Kristoff, but he hadn't run away from the falling snake. He stood in the middle of the field, still holding hands with Sahar and Jasmina, with Kukulkan's giant body around them. I climbed to my feet and made my way toward Kristoff and the dead snake, but I saw movement near the beast's lifeless head. Zilin stalked toward Sahar, Kristoff, and Jasmina, and he shot a spell toward them. "Watch out!" I screamed as the sphere of black enveloped them.